Roger, it really sounds good down there. You must be having a heat wave almost with those temperatures. This broadcast is hopefully going out over the passenger address system at the moment too, and everybody's very interested. Sorry we can't drop you a newspaper, but I think all the news is down this end where you've got such a beautiful day, and we're actually 242 miles north of you at the moment, looking down on the shelf ice down there, and we'll be commencing descent before too long, and hopefully Mount Erebus is all clear. Is that affirmative?
Well, we've just been talking to Scott Bates, and they assure us there that the weather is beautiful and clear. They have a remarkably warm temperature of 0 degrees Celsius. Approximately 30 minutes from Scott Base, from the McMurdo area, so I anticipate that we should make a sudden break into clear skies over the next 10 minutes or so. Through the cloud cover, you can still see some of the broken ice of the Ross Sea. So as I mentioned some time ago, is where the ships will be coming down in a few weeks' time, about the middle of December.
Reservoir section in the drill site, Bob. If you haven't been listening.
Hello, drill site from New Zealand 901. The plan of action is something like this. Ross Island first round Scott Base. We go up probably the Farrow Glacier and fly north and come down the right over Vanda and have a look at the drill site on the way out and north again. Hopefully we'll be able to see you at that stage. So it'd be at least an hour or more than that before we get to come by you.
Oh, roger on that. Okay, I'll maintain a listening watch here at approximately an hour's time, and you can give me a call then and let me know what your ETA over the site is, over.
Sure, that'll be fine, and we'll see you then. I'm looking for the mirror.
Roger on that. Thanks very much, and see you later. Cheers.
901, cheers.
901, this is Scott Bruce, I'll copy.
Scott Bruce from 901, go.
Yes, give our regards to Bob Thompson up there. Give our regards to Bob Thompson and tell him everything down here is just fine. We're having a good time, and the National Film Unit are just preparing to go outside and film the DC-10 as it comes over. I believe there's a National Film Unit person on board the aeroplane today. Is that correct, David?
901, affirmative. Yes, we have a team of three from the National Film Unit. They've been doing some filming, and they're going to be having a good look at you as we go by, so we'll keep in touch on the whole deal.
Roger. We'll look out for you then in about 20, 25 minutes' time. This is Scott Base listening.
Roger, and Bob Thompson's got a big smile on his face at your voice there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to tell you that we're still in cloud, and but however, we do know that around McMurdo, Scott Base area is clear, so we're looking ahead for a break in the cloud, which should occur in the next few minutes. And this usually occurs very, very rapidly indeed, and let's hope it's going to happen to us today. There's weather. And when you really want it good, it's bad. And when it doesn't matter too much, it's good. You can never have it the way you really want it. But we can start to see some breaks occurring in the cloud ahead, so we're all going to be a little patient and just wait a few minutes yet before we get into some good viewing again. From Cape Adare to McMurdo is about 450 miles, and from McMurdo to South Pole is 841. So we're only doing one third of the way to the South Pole anyway. Looking ahead again now, I can start to see more blue, which indicates that the cloud up there is indeed breaking up, as they told us from McMurdo and from Scott Base. They're all looking forward to seeing us. They will be using mirrors to reflect, and once we get overhead near the bases, I'm sure you'll be able to see something of the people and something of the activities. There'll be a lot of people outside looking up at us. My hope is that we'll be able to get low enough to indeed be able to at least not recognize faces, but at least say that those are people down there. Still flying at 33,000 feet, incidentally, and once we near the break in this cloud, we'll slowly descend and get down so as we can get some much closer viewing. We hope then to be able to circle around Ross Island, have a good look at Mount Erebus, look down at Scott Base and at McMurdo Station, fly over the airstrip at McMurdo, fly over the drill site, and right to the west of that, it looks as though the cloud is broken completely, so we'll be able to get some good viewing around Ross Island. Scott Base reported a 0 degree temperature there today. I think this would be a record for this time of the year. It's only on a very few occasions in the past, in midsummer, that's late December, early January, has a temperature gone up to about 1 or 2 degrees plus. So to get a zero temperature there today in November, mid-November, is quite something. Well, we're looking at Ross Island coming up quite rapidly now, and Mount Erebus is clear as a bell. It's forward of the aircraft yet, but they're coming up quite rapidly for those of you on the left of the aircraft. And also I'm looking across towards the dry valleys, and it's certainly going to be quite clear across there. I'm looking quite intently now. We're going to be out of this cloud in about 5 minutes. Quite clear. Be very little cloud, if any cloud, over that area. See a lot of open water, a little bits of brash ice, etc., but there's certainly been quite a large breakout since I was here 2 weeks ago. Very shortly, so as we can get down and get a closer view of the scenery down here. They're just getting clear of the cloud now on both sides of the aircraft, and on the left hand side soon we'll see Franklin, Beaufort Island, and then Ross Island, and on the right hand side we'll be looking across into Victoria Land and the various glaciers coming down off the Antarctic plateau, and a little bit further south then and I'll tell you when, again, we'll be looking up into the dry valley areas, which we hope to be able to fly over at a much lower altitude so you can get some good viewing and get some good photography in that most unique part of Antarctica, the dry valleys. The whole area of the dry valleys, incidentally, is about the size of the South Island of New Zealand. So, and it's only really a dot on the continent.
Jim, we have found some quick troll, if that's any use. We have found some quick troll in the dump, but we found no salt gel whatsoever. Over.
Yeah, roger. Okay, all the salt gel has been brought out here. All the salt gel has been brought out here. Okay, on the quick troll, very good. Incidentally, friend Kamaru, I understand he's to go back about the 25th or 26th. Is that a roger?
Wait one. Scott Base, the drill site. We have no clear picture here of Kamaru's projected movements. Over.
roger, that's for sure. Yeah, I didn't even know he was coming out. So he's lucky he got a bed. Over.
I hope he hasn't got yours. Over.
Yeah, fair enough on that. Okay, Howard, thanks very much. We would appreciate that if you want to send them out, that we know, because we're top hole as far as beds go at this stage, over.
Roger, Gar, fully understand. If there's nothing further, then this is Scott Bass listening out.
Okay, still talk to you. Cheers, thanks.
Okay, Nev, the situation is at present regarding the truck. I'd like, if possible, you could get out here prior to 7 o'clock tonight so that A crew and your dad's crew can turn around and go in.
Well, we're rapidly approaching the McMurdo Sound area. Getting into quite open water just ahead of the aircraft, so you'll see it coming up on both sides over the next few minutes. A lot of loose, what we call brash ice, etc., moving around. This is the time of the year in which the ice starts to break up and rapidly moves out from McMurdo Sound area. So on the left hand side, firstly there will be Beaufort Island, and then we'll start to get alongside Ross Island. A dominating feature, of course, on Ross Island is Mount Erebus, and you'll see from its crater the plume, the smoke and steam coming from the crater. So we're slowly descending now. We're down to 27,500 feet, and so things will come into view much better. Particularly those who want to take photographs soon will be getting some very good viewing. I think the Ross Island area of Antarctica enjoys the best weather. A sort of a low pressure system operates here most of the time, and the amount of cloud usually is very little. As we find today, you can find that most of the rest of it is covered from here north. Further south, because it's much colder, you find that the cloud doesn't form. It's too cold for that, and whatever forms there just precipitates in the form of ice crystals. And also because, of course, the height of the plateau itself doesn't allow for low cloud formation. Just abreast of Beaufort Island, and then we'll be right alongside Cape Bird. That's the northern part of Ross Island, and we're still descending so as we can get down and get a much closer look at this most interesting area. We'll be looking in towards Cape Evans, Cape Royds, and then go around Cape Armitage, and we'll swing left around there, and we'll be looking then into Scott Base. Furthest peak away on the left side is Mount Terror. Mount Terror is a now extinct volcano. All of these mountains, of course, were at one time active. And quite recently, Ross Island formed, in fact, less than 5 million years ago. So in geological time, that's quite young. That's this little lump of rock right to the left of the aircraft now, right abreast of the aircraft. Is joined together by quite a solid ice formation, like a tongue to Ross Island. This will break out, I would say, over the next week or so. So we'll have open water there on Beaufort Island. When you come up to Cape Bird very shortly, we'll almost be flying directly over where we have a small summer station. Oh, if I can see the building and try and pinpoint it for you. Well, we're almost flying over Cape Bird here, right to the left of the aircraft. We're just dipping around so as you can get a better view of it. see one or two small craters there. These have been filled, of course, over many years by ice and snow, so it's a reasonably smooth surface. And almost immediately below the nose of the aircraft now would be a small hut where we have people from Canterbury University working on a biological program. People to rotate around from the windows. We're going to have at least an hour of this good viewing. Please move back from it, take a few pictures, move back from it, and let somebody else come in and get some pictures and keep on moving. You'll be able to see good scenery from both sides of the aircraft, because we're going to move around here quite a bit, and thus allow everybody to get fairly rapidly. Mount Erebus, which is now coming up very rapidly on the left-hand side, is just over 13,000 feet. And you can see the plume of smoke coming from the active volcano. The volcano itself is about 2.5 miles, the actual crater is about 2.5 miles across diameter. So we're going to get a very close view of this remarkable feature here, way down on the snowy, cold wastes of Antarctica. Here we have this active volcano. This past 5 years, we've been attempting to get some sample material from the Narval Lake, and this has not been possible. We've had people lowered into it, and immediately we do that, it starts erupting. We've had to haul them out very quickly. Luckily, they haven't had any great injury, but it's been quite a problem. We have in there, there's a small hut. I can't actually see it from here, but just below the lip of the crater, we have a small hut where people can operate from, and we have helicopters from McMurdo and Scott Base to put those people in and naturally bring them out again. In the old days, of course, one had to ascend this mountain firstly in order to get up there, and that's a very difficult task under the much colder conditions of Antarctica. We're going to make a left turn so as we can get some closer looks here at Erebus, and with Mount Terror in behind it. Well, there's quite a remarkable sight. You can see the quite blue smoke coming out of Mount Erebus. We're going to continue to the left here, around Erebus, and then come down low over Erebus, over McMurdo Sound, once we've been around Erebus this next time. A remarkable picture for you with that smoke silhouetted against the sun. Also looking down, you can see these very large crevasses. Much easier to see now that we're getting quite low and just clearing around here, Mount Erebus. Well, now we're coming up the eastern side of Ross Island. You can see where the heat of the volcano has melted the snow and ice around the crater area. Well, everybody up here in the flight deck is saying this is just like a great new world, and I'm sure it is for all of you back there. We're just going to clear nicely around the northern part of Erebus, and then go down lower over McMurdo Sound. see from here, looking sort of forward of the aircraft as much as you can from the rear there. You see on the left-hand side where the ice breakout is at present, and this will start to break out quite rapidly from now on. The rocky part there, which is almost beam on the left-hand side, is Cape Evans. That's where Scott's hut is. We're going to attempt to descend a little bit more rapidly and get a much closer view. We'll swing rather sharply to the left so as we can look into Cape Evans. That's the most historic place because this is where Scott's ill-fated expedition left from, which we saw in the film earlier. You see quite a contrast there between the open water and the ice edge. Now we're going to make this sharp left turn so as we can go past Cape Evans and then look into Cape Royds where Shackleton's hut remains. And shortly after that we'll be looking in towards McMurdo Station. We're now down to 5,000 feet. As we pass Scott Base today, a little later on in a few minutes' time, we'll have rather a unique situation of a film crew up here on the flight deck filming people on the ground, and those people that he'll be filming will be another part of the film team who'll be filming the aircraft. We're now down to 4,000 feet. Excellent view looking across here into Cape Evans. You can appreciate it's a little bit bumpy down here and low altitude, but we're getting some very good viewing in. Further along it. If we turn right on the left-hand side now, you may be able to see a hut back up in there. Hard to pick out even from this altitude. Over the ice edge now. Now we're heading south towards McMurdo Station in Cape Armitage Observation Hill. And as soon as we look at McMurdo Station, we'll start making a very sharp left. So as we just go around that point of Ross Island, so we get a close look at Scott Base. I'll do a figure eight, so as people on the other side of the aircraft can have a close look in there as well. Looking at the Delbridge Islands just to the left of us here, and then the Erebus Glacier Tongue. Great chunks of this tongue drop off from time to time and float out. About 5 miles long at present, that Glacier Tongue. Give you an idea of distances. Now we're approaching Hut Point Peninsula. This is this thin finger-like strip of land that sticks out towards the southwest here. Well, we're down to a 3,000 foot level, which we'll maintain for a while, so as you can get some close viewing there. McMurdo Station, in fact, is coming up quite rapidly on the left side. If you look forward, those of you on the left-hand side, you'll see some buildings start to appear. They look sort of grey-green against Observation Hill. That's the furthest hill towards the front of the left-hand side of the aircraft. Beyond that, you see a lot of dots on the ice. That, in fact, is Williams Field. That's the air facility where the United States, New Zealand, and Australian aircraft are currently using in support of their programs. We're looking right now into McMurdo Station, and we'll start soon to make a sharp left the aircraft. So as we get a view of Scott Base. Captain assures me that we've got a lot of time on our hands yet, so we'll make a number of passes here so as people on both sides of the aircraft can get some good viewing. So we'll go out and do a figure eight. We're looking straight in there now into McMurdo Station. The ships do come right into here. The icebreakers cut their way in and allow the cargo ships and the oil tankers to get in. You can see perhaps a number of large round looking things there. Those of course are in fact with the oil holding tanks. Here are fish huts that some of the biologists are using. And now we're rapidly approaching, just about to go over Williams Field. See four of the C-130 ski-equipped Hercules sitting on the ice down there. The runway. They'll go out in a few weeks' time, and they'll use another runway just a little bit further along, which we're approaching now, which is known as the shelf runway. Now we're looking into Scott Base. You can see just on that promontory there, a few green buildings. You can see pressure ridge. Also down there now is the other facility, which is used later on for landing aircraft once the ice breaks up, the annual ice breaks up, where they're using airport facilities at present. The sharp turn to the left here, so the people on the right-hand side can then look into Scott Base. Now, to complete our turn, we are going to the right, and those on the right-hand side will then be looking into Scott Base and McMurdo Station a little after that. Meanwhile, on the left, of course, there's Mount Erebus, which we circled around just a little earlier. You see that big plume of smoke and steam. Coming up on the left now is White Island, Black Island, and then further away is Minipuff. Just said to the captain of the aircraft that that's his island there. So he may want to go around again and have a very close look at his island, Captain White. The two Williams fields, Outer Williams, which is used as from about the middle of next month, which is coming up almost under the aircraft now. Annual sea ice runway, which is currently in use. Hand side, looking at the Scott Base, and as we come around the corner here, we'll be looking straight into McMurdo Station. This is Observation Hill here. See some vehicles moving down there on the road that comes out from McMurdo to the ice runway. Scott Base further back around the corner. You can see now the fuel tanks reflecting in the sun, the top of the fuel tanks out at Hut Point. We're going to swing around and come back and have one more pass at this because it's a really beautiful sight, and I think as everybody agrees, so you better take some more good shots of it.
Captain, again, ladies and gentlemen, there's a helicopter just going by below us, and just on the right-hand side, we just nicked underneath us now, and we're going to turn left, come back, and give those on the left-hand side a closer look at Scott Base and McMurdo Base. Coming round now. Sorry for those bumps there, but just one of those things. We'll be climbing up again in a few minutes' time and might just get out of the turbulence level. The captain, ladies and gentlemen, the helicopter, those of you on the left-hand side may be able to see it just above the shoreline and going past the ice there now.
Moving quite rapidly there. We're going to continue this turn around here so as we can have another look at McMurdo Station and Scott Base as we go past. Population at McMurdo at present would be around about 1,000 people. At Scott Base, about 70 or 80 people. We have many others out in the field.